I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, back to
Will and Bibby
on 95.7 The Game.
She's always one of the great people to intro because there's like 100 different ways to intro her. Because she is that accomplished, Dibs.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Chairman of the board for the Big Three.
Number one contributor to the Dibley Family Swear Jar, 2006, 7, and 8.
I would have had that further down the list, but it is not inaccurate.
Sorry.
Analyst, CBS Sports, NFL, and of course, the former CEO of the Raiders. But what I always like to put at the top, Amy Trask, is America's foremost expert on dogs and ice cream. Tell me I'm wrong.
Well, like, can we add cats and other animals as well? And no, you're not wrong on the dogs or the ice cream. But I got to tell you, I kind of like the swear jar ones being near the top of the list.
Okay.
As you should.
I get it.
I mean, yeah.
And I did laugh aloud when you said that, Dibs, because at one point, if you recall, when you introduced me to the concept that every time I swore during a Raiders game, I would have to contribute to the swear jar, I think I took out like a 20 and just put it in advance and said, I think this is good for a while, right?
Yeah, those are facts. Those are facts. It was early third quarter, and we were in a tight ball game, so I could appreciate it. You know, it was tense.
Yep, those were, and I was honored to contribute to the swear jar.
I love it. You're like, here's a 20. That'll cover the third quarter. Yeah. Amy Trask. By the way, I can think of maybe some profane words of surprise coming out when people hear about the four-point shot. What is the four-point shot?
Well, we put that in the first year of the Big Three. You can hit a four, and there are on the court three circles. And if you got a body part touching the circle, you got a foot in the circle, swoosh, or is it swish? I always forget.
Either one works.
Okay, good. In goes that ball, you get 4 points. We also have a new rule. We brought it in a couple years ago, not at the beginning of the league. Bring the fire. If there's a foul and you want to challenge the foul, bring the fire. Go one-on-one with the person who, you know, the alleged foul was committed, and see if you can get out of that foul.
It's incredible. It's jurisprudence at the highest of levels. You know, we don't need a voir dire or a long pretrial. Let's just cut right to the chase.
Oh, and by the way, when we do free throws, it's 1 for 2.
Yeah.
You're not sure, you know, it's just 1 for 2. A lot of fun rules.
No, I was telling Mark earlier, Amy, that I'm in on the Big Three. I watch it. It comes on. I enjoy it. What's it been like this year where it's not a novelty new thing anymore? It's an established part of our summer viewing.
Well, you know what? Thank you for noting that. I think that's a special point to make. A lot of leagues start and don't last even a year or two. We've seen the USFL come and go, and now it's back. The XFL come and go, and now it's back. The World League never came back. This is our fifth season, and I think that's really, you know, quite a statement about the league and the passion and the commitment of Ice Cube and Jeff Quantinitz, who founded it, Clyde Drexler, the commissioner. And by the way, it's the fifth season, notwithstanding that we had to do a hard shutdown for one entire season due to the pandemic. And as we know, that wreaked havoc on a lot of businesses. But we came back last season, and we're in our fifth season. And it's, as I said, Cube and Jeff founded the league. They are tremendously passionate about it. They work like fiends, and I use fiends as the highest compliment. And here we go, season 5.
We got a lot of Jason Richardson fans still bouncing around here in the Bay, obviously, Amy. And I know that he was one of the best players in the league last year, kind of setting him up for what's coming next this year. What can you tell Jason Richardson fans about what they're missing if they haven't checked it out yet?
Well, I can tell you that he's off to another good season. I can also tell you there's a lot of other Bay Area guys involved with the team. Gary Payton is the coach of a team. Rick Barry is the coach of a team. And, you know, there's one other thing to note about our coaches, if I may. But as to Jason, terrific, terrific. Whether you love Jason or Gary or Rick or people not from the Bay Area, we've got a lot of exciting players. Joe Johnson, Katino Mobley, Elijah Stewart, Gerald Green. But as to our coaches, you know, a lot of businesses these days are talking about things. The Big Three isn't just talking. When we made Clyde Drexler the commissioner going into season two, we had to replace him as a head coach. So I remember sitting with Cube and Jeff Quantinus and Clyde and saying, how about Nancy Lieberman? And not one of those men batted an eye, an eyelash, whatever it is you bat. I guess an eyelash.
Right.
Yeah,
one of
them,
yeah.
Not one of them batted an eyelash or gave a second thought to the fact that Nancy was a woman. They thought only about Nancy, the basketball player, her coaching, gravitas. Nancy joined us. Year one, she wins the championship and is voted Coach of the Year by all the players and coaches. Well, year two, we expand. We bring in Lisa Leslie as a head coach. Wins the championship her first year as a head coach. Voted Coach of the Year her first year as a head coach. My point being, a lot of businesses are talking about these things. Big Three's doing them.
Yeah, and it's remarkable to see, and it shouldn't be remarkable because it's something that men and women can both do equally. In that vein, Amy, which of the Big Three sports do you think has the best opportunity for a woman to break through and be that head coach? Is it football, basketball, or baseball?
That's a great question. I would say right now, although we're seeing progress in all the sports, basketball has had a pipeline for a bit longer. We saw what Popovich did many years ago with Becky. There are some football teams, the 49ers are one of them, that have created pipeline for women. The Chargers are another. And, of course, baseball teams are doing so as well. Look, you guys know, you don't just wake up one day and say, I'm going to be a head coach. You need to work your way up to that position. In football, it's from an assistant coach to a coordinator to a head coach. Similarly, in basketball and baseball, you work your way up. And by the way, that's the same in the front office. So the fact that teams are creating pipelines is very important. And I'm really proud to be associated with the Big Three, where we already have two women head coaches coaching alongside men.
Amy Trask, she puts money in the swear jar. She knows about animals, ice cream, football, Big Three, all of it. Analyst, CBS Sports, NFL. I want to go to that side of your world for a second, Amy, and get your thoughts for sure on what we're going to see unfold with this Deshaun Watson situation starting tomorrow. Just because of the rooms you've been in, where do you think this is going? What should be the resolution in your mind?
Well, I think there's two separate questions. What will be the resolution and what should be the resolution? And those two won't necessarily be the same. I'm still somewhat stunned, and perhaps I shouldn't be, but looking at this through a front office perspective, that the Cleveland Browns would have committed the draft picks and the financial resources they committed to making this trade, because they made a trade. They gave up a lot in resources. They've given up a tremendous amount of money in guarantee in a contract. And by the way, the structure of that contract clearly had in mind that he might be suspended for some or all of this season. So it perplexes me, putting aside every issue other than looking at this as a business person. What the heck were they doing? And look, I get it. What they were doing was thinking about what they wanted to do on the field. They weren't giving a darn about anything else. But I don't know what the outcome is going to be. There's the league process. We know now that the Texans have been sued under the theory of respondeat superior. Yeah, this girl went to law school.
Thank you for respondeat superior.
Yeah, respondeat superior.
I thought I was winning the interview with Voidir, but you just won up me, Amy.
Well, you know, I kind of like that we're doing this interview and we're exchanging Latin phrases. I was going to note before I got off that voir dire usage. And thank you for the, you know, kind of a little love for my respondeat superior, and thank you, Mom and Dad, for thank you for law school, Mom and Dad. But look, the, you know, the theory being a business can be responsible for actions taken by an employee in the course and scope of that business. So now, in addition to the lead process working out, we're going to see another lawsuit, this time against the Texans, and it'll be interesting to see if the league is dragged into that lawsuit.
That's a fascinating way to look at it, because, you know, he acts under the guise essentially as being an employee because he's getting massage because he's a football player, and that becomes an outgrowth of what his common duties as a pro football player.
Well, it's beyond that. If, you know, set that aside, because there are arguments on both sides of that equation, but set that aside, it has been alleged, and I don't know if this is true or not, but if it is, it's very problematic for the Texans. It's been alleged that they provided an NDA for him to bring with him to have the people massaging him sign. It's been alleged that they've provided hotel rooms. I don't know if any of that's true. Those are allegations, you know, but they're serious allegations. And by the way, I don't know how much time you have. I'm just warning you right now, before we get off this call, I have got to tell you something about Gary Payton, because it ties into the swear jar.
Absolutely, and we have until Niners camp opens.
Yeah, my next question, my next question, Amy, was going to be, do you have anything to tell us about Gary Payton?
Yeah, you know, it's like you and I are on the same wavelength, which might scare you, and yeah, really it should. If we're exchanging brainwaves, you may want to be scared. Well, you know, we started the conversation with Dibs talking about the swear job. I'm very proud of it. Was very proud, I thought, in advance to put in that 20 for the third quarter to cover it all. Well, Gary Payton is one of our head coaches. First year of the Big Three, it was suggested that Gary Payton and I go one-on-one for who trash talks more. And then everybody decided I would win, hands down, not even close. So we didn't have the competition.
Ooh, and how did he react to that? I mean, like the walk-off, you don't even need to play the game?
Well, I thought it was a walk-off. I'm not sure he agreed that it was a walk-off. But I do think I could take him.
Oh, I agree.
Yeah.
No one's messing
and
up.
By the way, yeah. And by the way, while we're talking about Gary Payton and, of course, what his son just accomplished with the Warriors, one of the most touching things I saw was the exchange between Gary and his son, both the exchange at the time of the games and then the things that were shared publicly thereafter. Just a wonderful, wonderful moment for Gary and his son.
I couldn't agree more. And just to see GP1 on the bus was pretty fun for Warrior fans. But you look at this organization and the way they do things, obviously they win, but it seems like owners who give resources and put people in positions to do their job and kind of leave them alone, should it really be this hard? And I'm kind of looking at the Washington Commanders as an example.
Well, that's a good example, but I will tell you it goes beyond sports. I think that every business, you want to take your best people and best position them to be their best. And in sports, I think, and I've long said, the best coaches best position their best players to be their best. They don't try to cram them into roles for which they're not suited. They don't say, here's my scheme, you have to fit in it. They design a scheme around those players. And I'm going to say something that may anger some Bay Area listeners. I think that's why Bill Belichick is the best, he's one of the best. I think he's the best head coach in the NFL, because he best positions his players to be their best. And that's what Steve Kerr does with the Warriors. To your point, that's what Warriors ownership does with the organization as a whole. And no, that's not happening with the Washington Commanders.
Hmm. Well, speaking of people who know exactly how to be in the best position to succeed, I go to Amy Trask because it's summertime. That means ice cream at the end of every day. I was in Tahoe over the weekend and enjoyed some Ben & Jerry's dirt cake. Have you ever had that before?
Of course.
Okay.
Any Ben & Jerry's I haven't had. Although I will tell you, I don't like the plain flavors, like vanilla.
Right.
I like things in it. I like swirls and twirls and bits and chips. And I want to tell you two men something. If ever we are in the same location, whether in Southern California, the Bay Area, or otherwise, I want to take you two out to ice cream. Because we're going to keep this our little secret, because it's not like we're on the radio or anything.
Right.
No. You
two are my favorite.
Oh,
that's so great.
I mean, the bucket list is overflowing right now, Amy.
We're going to do ice cream, man. Oh, on me, my treat.
Oh, my gosh. It just keeps getting better. Amy, let's end this conversation while it's at its apex. We're putting that on the calendar, and thank you.
Well, thank you for having me on, and I miss you too.
Miss you too,
come
Amy.
Come on back, Amy. You've always got a home here.
Well, thank you.
Amy Trask, she is the best.
Yeah.
That's really all we need to do. All these other things, she's this, she's that. She's the best.
Yes.
She's the best.
Mentored an old neighbor of mine, and he's now on the Detroit Lions coaching staff. So,
amazing.
Yeah, and
amazing.
Just all she did was give the kid a little head start and started him in the football world, and 12 years later, he's doing big things.
That's all it takes sometimes. It takes somebody who is in a good position to believe in you. That's all it takes.
Yeah, and you've mentored so many people, and they don't all work out.
No,
but,
right.
The people who take time to reach out to me and ask me for advice or a nudge, I'm happy to do it. And then you see some of these people years down the road, it feels good, right?
It's a whole lot of fun.
Yeah,
it's the best part of teaching. Yeah, there's no two ways about it. Great to have Amy Trask on. Always, always. All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. It is Willard and Dibs. We've been all around the world the same song. We've been talking about the Giants, whether it's on the field or off, the entertainment issues there. We had Kevon Looney's agent on. That was really interesting. Sort of got the vibe yes, both sides not only want a reunion, but it's well-positioned. We'll see if it actually plays out. He did add that they're going to have to hit a market value type of an offer. And great to talk to Amy about a bunch of stuff, Big Three, Deshaun Watson, and beyond. There's one other really big story that we have not gotten to as of yet, and it is moving and shaking as we speak. Draymond Green responding to it, in fact. But let me start with this. About an hour ago, Adrian Wojnarowski tweeted out, outside of the Lakers, there are currently no known teams planning to pursue a sign-and-trade deal for Kyrie Irving. No sign-and-trades can be formally discussed until after 6 p.m. Eastern time on Thursday.
Okay.
Brooklyn is not believed to have any interest in the available Lakers packages. Also,
they don't like their package?
They don't like the Laker packages.
Okay.
Not right now.
Good to know.
If Irving declines a $36 million player option, which he has to do by Wednesday, if he declines that, he would be eligible to simply sign with the Lakers, but only for the $6 million exception. So if you believe he's going to go straight to the Lakers, he'd have to take a $30 million haircut.
That's a cut.
Seems unlikely. But then additionally, could there be a sign and trade where he takes the option and then gets dealt? I don't know if that's just posturing right now, but the Lakers are interested. The Nets don't like the Lakers package.
No.
And then Draymond Green has added that if LeBron and Kyrie team up again, yes, they'd have a chance in the West, but they wouldn't beat us.
And I love that notion, and I don't know what it would look like. Westbrook would probably be gone, so we would assume Kyrie, AD, and LeBron. We can get into that in a moment, but I think the way this goes is not a sign and trade, it's a sign and tirade, which is the new version of the sign and trade.
Love it.
It's a sign and tirade where the player picks up the player option and says what he needs to say in the short term, and then immediately, as we get closer to camp and the rest of it, I don't want to, Daddy! And it's a tirade.
Yep.
So it's a sign and tirade, which preempts the sign and trade, which will happen after the tirade.
We've watched a
three
lot
for
of
Veruca, by the way.
Very good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
What about for the sign and tirade?
What about for your second consecutive? That's a great question.
And that was a whopper.
That was a real one. Yeah, no review
that
flag.
That was confirmed, actually.
Well, I don't even have my challenge flag anymore anyway. I've already used it. So,
Even the booth review in the final 2 minutes of the show.
No, I'm going to give you that one.
That one stands up.
That was restaurant quality. So congratulations.
I'm having a good day.
I mean, we've only had two guests and you nailed them both.
Yeah.
Even though I still have issue with the first. But anyway, aside from all that, you're right. Which is to say, we've watched a lot of players say, not only do I want to be traded, I want to be traded there.
Yes.
That's how Anthony Davis got to the Lakers. It's how James Harden got to the Brooklyn Nets. Right? That's how he got to the Nets, even though he hated it and they hated him 6 months later and he moved on again. So could Kyrie simply opt in, take the $36 million, and then say, not only do you need to trade me, I won't play, but you need to trade me there. So you have to take their package. I don't know what their package would be.
It's a damn good package.
I mean, like, okay, there's Russell Westbrook. Ugh. Like, That's going to put
it
Westbrook.
It would have to be a three-way trade.
What are you going
to
be, Westbrook and KD together again in Brooklyn?
Nice.
I mean, KD is over here going, that's a no, Bob.
You would need a third team involved in this mess in order to make it work. Because you're right. Who wants Westbrook? Well, nobody really wants Westbrook unless you're a team that needs to swap salary and get rid of some other guys. And, you know, Westbrook has, what, one more year in his deal?
I don't even know. I'll look it up.
And then, you know, maybe he becomes a guy you can get rid of. But Westbrook's in that spot where he's making so much money that he's just going to start becoming a contract that you pass around.
He is an unrestricted free agent after this coming year. So he is like Wiggins. He's expiring. But he is the tune of $47 million.
Big piece.
This upcoming year.
That's a huge piece.
Ouch. Ouch.
So you'd need to find a third team that would want Westbrook in the short term in order to give up, you know, a couple of picks back to Brooklyn. Brooklyn gives Kyrie to the Lakers. It would have to be at least a three-team trade to make this happen.
Westbrook signs a max deal in 2018. 5 years, $206.7 million. If he gets moved this offseason, in the span of that five-year deal, this will be his fourth basketball team.
Wow. OKC. And then, was he in Washington?
Right, but before that. No, you skipped one. OKC to
Westbrook.
Houston, we have a problem.
Houston
Rockets.
I forgot about
then,
Houston.
Then the John Wall deal, yeah. Then he goes to Washington, and then he goes in the Kuzma deal to the Los
Lakers.
Angeles
yeah, okay.
Lakers, and that's where he sits now.
Four teams. I mean, if that doesn't tell you that these long-term deals aren't always the sauce.
Well, I want to bring up something about Steph, Clay, and Dre when we have this conversation. It's not that it's not always the guy's fault. I get that. You can't just snap your fingers and say, I'm going to spend my whole career in one uniform and it's going to work, because Damian Lillard has done that. And at a certain point, they're going to go, oh, nice Barkley career. That's great. You never really had a championship. You never even really contended. So at a certain point, they want you to stay home and be loyal. And then somewhere along the line, they call you stupid for doing that. So I am pro movement. I am pro player. I am pro go get what you want and go get it where you want it. I'm in favor of all that. But you have to understand the difference in the way a career feels when you get to the end, because the fan bases get lost. Even LeBron, as brilliant as it has been, and it's unbelievable to put three different franchises on your back and take them to a ring.
Chips in three cities.
Absolutely incredible and unquestioned one of the greatest of all time in
this
game.
He's the GOAT.
He might be. But what fan base, I mean, I guess Cleveland, sure, he brought them their ring, but even they hated him. They burned his jersey once upon a time.
Oh, boy.
So what,
too soon.
What fan base can just wrap their arms around LeBron and go, you're ours? And when you start to look at these other careers, Kyrie Irving, James Harden, Russell Westbrook, Chris Paul, all of these, it's like, who are you?
If you have to ask the question of what jersey do they wear when they go into the Hall of Fame,
that's not good.
No. I think LeBron, it is Cleveland, but it's primarily because he's from Akron. If he was from Kansas City, I don't know if we would be as automatic to associate him with Cleveland.
Agreed. I don't think he would have gone back to Cleveland in the first place if he hadn't been from Akron.
No, but let's just say that he did what he did, but he happened to be from Kansas City.
Right.
I don't think that we associate him as much with Cleveland.
Totally.
To your point about Chris Paul, if Chris Paul retires today, he's a Hall of Famer. But, and I know they don't do jerseys like that in the Hall of Fame, but when you go to Basketball Reference, what's the jersey that would pop up of his, what, six different teams?
I mean, yeah, you know, I guess the Clippers. I guess
that's Pelicans?
Well, the Clippers is where he had, you know, his biggest imprint, and that was part of a team that had a nickname. Yeah. They were called Lob City, and they should have gone further, and they choked. And they choked it away. But Chris Paul was talked about most when it was him and Blake Griffin and DeAndre Jordan, and they were doing their thing. That was the highlight of his career.
And for Damian Lillard, he's been Portland throughout, and here's the problem for Lillard is 42.5 this coming year. Then he makes 45.6. Then a player option for 48.78, which I would imagine he'll pick up. At that point, he's 34, so at that point, do you stay with Portland and be a one-team guy for your career and probably not win? Or do you chip chase for the last couple of years of your life?
Or you could do what he has been doing all along, which is try to lure someone to join you. And he has not gotten any takers yet.
I love Portland, too.
I think it was his IG over the weekend that he put up a superimposed picture of himself and Kevin Durant in Portland uniforms.
Oh.
Yeah. Good luck. I doubt it.
They would love KD in Portland.
Yes, they would.
Portland's always trying to stick it to Seattle. You know, there's a little rivalry there.
Sure.
A little Portland-Seattle rivalry in the great Northwest.
All right. Willard and Dibbs, 888-957-9570. If you missed it earlier, I'll share with you the text message I got over the weekend, which was controversial, about the Giants for sure. Plus, Draymond Green from his podcast, very, very interesting stories he told. We'll have that for you in a moment as well on 95.7 The Game.
Huge butt.
Now, back to Willard and Dibbs on 95.7 The Game.
This just handed to me. We're going to do the Draymond thing, but we also got to do the Martellus Bennett Julian Edelman thing.
What happened? Is it like a Jock Peterson Tommy Pham?
Verbally, yeah.
Oh, it's a verbal slap.
And Jimmy Garoppolo plays the role of Jock Peterson.
Oh, man.
Yep.
Can we leave Jimmy alone?
Nope.
No more Jimmy slander ever.
No, that's Andrew.
I got confused.
Andrew Wiggins, no
I
more
got
slander
confused.
Ever. Yes.
Okay, sorry.
I know there are love you, miss you, Jimmy pictures from me in the other room.
I got to check on Rita Oak.
By the way, the best one ever over the weekend.
Really?
It's one of the only things I saw because I tried to dial out from social while I was away in Tahoe, and I did a C-plus job of it. But Rita drew Jimmy on the cover of the Nirvana Nevermind album.
Oh.
Where Jimmy is the baby floating in the pool. I mean, that for me, that was the best one yet.
The little football was the best part.
just go look. That was the best one yet. For me.
I mean, I see him in a turtleneck and a fanny pack from yesterday. This is Rita Oak _ art.
Yeah.
She's drawing Jimmy every day till he gets traded. Today's day 145, and it's a nod to the pro wrestling event we had over the weekend.
Okay, and by the way, so already someone chiming in, why are y'all bringing up old clips? These are not old clips. They're new clips. They're new clips from players talking about Jimmy. Yes, back from their experience with him on the Patriots, but they're relating them to now. I think you're going to find them interesting. That said, Draymond first. This from his podcast, sharing a story that Peter Guber, one of the owners of the Warriors, I know Lacob is always the one we mention, Guber is his partner, Peter Guber sharing a story with him. Listen to what he says about this experience.
I remember a story, Peter Guber, who's one of the majority owners, mentor of mine, one of the majority owners of the Golden State Warriors. He told me a story years ago. He said, Draymond, I always wanted to win. I always wanted to win an Oscar, you know, and you do all of these things and you put these movies together and like the ultimate goal is to win an Oscar. And I'm like, yeah, it's great. He said, and Draymond, we finally got the movie. We got our Oscar. He said, and I'm on like a chair in back of everybody, like trying to stand up and so I can be in the picture. He said, and in that moment, I realized the picture is the least important part of this journey. It's the actual journey that you appreciate. It's the times on set with the actors and with the directors and producers and actresses. That's what you appreciate. You appreciate the journey. You appreciate the process of getting there. And it took me to have to trying to hop on a chair in the back and like be in the picture to realize like it's all about the process and journey.
You know what this makes me think of? And the parade. They're still probably cleaning up certain parts of Market Street.
You're cleaning up your backpack.
Right? It was a week ago today.
Yep.
So that memory is not dry yet. However, I will say, this makes me think of an awareness of a player who realizes that we, as a media,
we,
as a sports media, have decided.
It's better.
That the ring is the only thing. And it's not. And I actually hate that about where we've all gone. Steph Curry is now on Mount Rushmore because they won the fourth ring.
Finally, gold medal.
They went on a three-game winning streak. They were down 2-1, and the world thought, oh, see, not good enough. Magic Elixir, best defensive team in the NBA. That's
choke job in progress.
1 through 15, the better and more athletic team.
Much more athletic.
That we listened to over and over again. And then they went on 1 3-game win streak. And the next thing you know, we've got to redo the Hall of Fame for these three.
We got goats everywhere now.
And I'm not saying that that's wrong. We already thought that about these three. Of course, they're insanely iconic for what they have achieved. But are we really going to boil it down to that? A three-game win streak over Boston means you're on Mount Rushmore. And if you don't get that three-game win streak, you are not worthy of this conversation at all. It's ridiculous.
Right.
So I love hearing an athlete appreciate the journey.
And it is all about the journey. And there's a guy who is the logo for the National Basketball Association. Do you know who the logo is in the NBA, Mark? It's the logo.
Yes.
It's Jerry West. Do you know who the single losingest player is?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
In the history of the NBA Finals,
Jerry West.
It's the logo,
yeah,
Mark.
Yeah.
So we've gotten to a point where in modern society, you're right, the ring is the only thing. And you think about being a parent. You're raising three kids right now, and you know, you got a soon-to-be sophomore, and I think an eighth grader,
yep,
and then a kid going to third, and you think about the end of it. And let's just say that the quote-unquote end is when they leave high school and they go off into college. And we know as parents there is no end. But if that's the championship, what is my kid going to be? Well, I've got a couple kids who've gone through that. And I think back to, yes, that day where we had the parade. And in my case, it was a high school graduation and a little dinner with the family afterward. But it is about the journey. And Draymond is right. And that's great advice from Peter Guber, because he's trying to get on a chair to get in the picture, and he realizes it's about that game in March where we all went, and the January night where you watched it at home, and as fans, all the little steps along the way. Yeah, the parade was incredible, but it was about the journey through this year and this team and what this team gave to us.
That's why I said earlier, you know, like if I were in their shoes, yeah, I'd take a million less to be in the place I wanted to be.
Pretty cool journey.
It's about the journey.
Yeah.
All right.
And if the destination is $10 million and the journey gets you $8 million per season along the way,
yeah,
is that journey worth? And I think you're right.
I think,
Mark,
I would take the journey. I really do. Can't wait till I actually get into those conversations.
Wow.
Speaking of the journey, it's obviously been that for Jimmy Garoppolo. So we'll let you hear what unfolded here. This started with comments that were made by former Patriots tight end Martellus Bennett. So let's start with those. Here they are.
Bro, we lost two games. One of them was because Jimmy Garoppolo was being a and tried to quit before us on the last, decided not to play right before the game. So we went out there. Jacoby came out and played with a up thumb and played his heart out. But Jimmy was just being a about it all. And he's still being it. Like, that's why you can't win with a for a quarterback, first of all. So, like, That was the whole thing with him. He didn't want to come out and, like, do anything because his agent was trying to protect his body or some shit like that, which I can't fault him for that. But, like, he should have made that decision on Thursday, not on Sunday. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so when you hear a comment like that, Jimmy was being a bleep. Jimmy was being a bleep. And you can't win with a B at quarterback. Well, you know what we need, Dibs. We need a corroboration sensation.
That's a buck.
So is this just one person's bad experience in Martellus Bennett? So this is the podcast. I don't know the name of it. What's the podcast? Brandon Marshall, that whole group is sitting around. I Am Athlete, I think it's called. I Am Athlete, all right? So they bring in Julian Edelman, and they have him read the Martellus Bennett quote and react. And here's what Bay Area legend Julian Edelman had to say.
Week three, like the first quarter against the Buffalo Bills or the Jets, and he hurts his non-throwing shoulder, his left shoulder. And Jacoby came in, led us to a win. And the next week, but in the game, Jacoby...
Was that a big deal, like the non-throwing shoulder?
I mean, I don't know. We're all football players here. But Jacoby broke it. He tore his ligaments in his thumb in the win against the week three team. And so we go into week four, and, you know, I guess, you know, Jimmy was practicing and then, you know, decided not to play. And Jacoby played with, you know, no ligaments in his thumb, which you can't do that as a quarterback. Yeah. You can't grip. And if it's your left, and a lot of guys got mad about it. A lot of guys got mad. I'm not going to lie, I got mad about it. You know, I sacrificed my body all damn long, all day long. I was taking shots for this, numbing up that, ribs, broken ribs, shoulders, you know, grade three, hanging on by limbs just to play, you know? And, you know, I can understand why Marty thinks like that.
All right, there it is. And thank you, Don Ho, for showing up at the end with a ukulele.
With I thought a little that 2022
yeah,
mix.
That really helped.
A little bass behind that, Don.
Yeah, help drive the point home.
Ukulele and the drum beat.
Fascinating, though, right? Fascinating that that's how the Patriots teammates felt about him then, because doesn't that feel the complete opposite of the way his 49ers teammates always talked about him and what we saw in the playoffs with him throwing through a completely busted up shoulder?
It wasn't hanging on by a limb, though. And I think what he means is by a string or a strand. But.
Thank you. Yeah, whatever it was. All right, actually, here. Okay, a chance to react to that further coming up next. Plus, pick your battles. Plus, Steiny and Goo. Plus, another set of California Classic tickets sitting there for you.
Hell yeah.
Tell you how to win them coming up next. Willard and Dibs, 95.7 The Game.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
All right, a lot to do here, including find a pick for Pick Your Battles. Difficult for your boy. No boy. Giants, no Warriors, no NBA. Got to leave the comfort zone tonight. No NHL.
Try me. I've got no international soccer.
No soccer.
No tennis. All the matches are already underway.
Oh, my. Are you going to have to pick Greenwich something mean? That happens in the United States of America?
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
I'm not happy about it.
Wow. That is way outside your borders.
And I think I'm going to get pick blocked, so I'm looking for a backup right now.
Yeah, I think all of us in this situation opened up Bet Rivers and went, oh, well, there's the pick.
Slam dunk.
I mean, it's kind of obvious.
Hello.
But we'll see. Kyle gets first crack, then me, then you, then Spadone. We'll have that shortly. We are giving away tickets right now to the California Classic. It is your chance to get in. Is this July 2nd as well, Kyle? All right, so this is for the July 2nd date at Chase Center. They'll be playing there, obviously, on the 3rd as well. Two games both days. Up-and-coming stars for the Warriors, the Kings, the Lakers, and the Heat. So let's do caller 5 right now to the contest line, please. That's 844-999-GAME. 844-999-4263. Pair of tickets to the July 2nd games for the California Classic at Chase Center. This might include James Wiseman. I don't know that we've gotten an official announcement yet, right? He's going to do something Summer League related. Is it going to be Vegas? Is it going to be California Classic? I don't know that they've made
There's
an official decision.
Wiseman will do something.
Wiseman.
I'm hella excited.
James Wiseman might be there.
I love it. Don't miss James Wiseman, maybe playing.
Coming this weekend. Maybe.
back to Wiseman, totally.
844-999-GAME, caller 5 right now. Two tickets inside Chase Center, all right? And Willard and Dibbs is brought to you by Whole Foods Market. We weren't quite done with that whole Jimmy Garoppolo thing, and so Martellus Bennett says you can't win with a B at quarterback. Julian Edelman sort of backs it up, says, yeah, I was mad, and this is all based on Jimmy hurting his non-throwing shoulder. I actually remember this. Brady goes down. Garoppolo comes in. This was the first time Jimmy had ever played. He goes out there. He gets a win. And then he gets hurt in his second game, but it's a non-throwing shoulder. He comes out of the game. Brissett comes in. They win that game. And then the following week, he practiced all week, and then leading right up to game time goes, nope, I'm out. And Brissett had torn ligaments in his throwing hand and had to go out there and play, and they lost, and Garoppolo upset all of his teammates. And so there's still some hard feelings there to this day. What's weird is, like, the only way I can look at that without knowing any of the particulars in place is Jimmy must have learned a lesson. Because if you look at the way he's handled everything since then, sure, he's had plenty of injuries that knocked him out, but you don't play through a torn ACL. So this guy this year in the playoffs, I think more than maybe anyone in recent memory had a run of, like, my shoulder is completely busted, but I'm going to go beat the Rams, and then I'm going to beat the Cowboys, and then I'm going to beat the Packers at Lambeau. And yes, it wasn't all based on him. It wasn't like an offensive showing, but, and then he almost beats the Rams again in the title game. He battled. He absolutely, nobody could say that he wimped out on anyone. And so his 49er teammates' perception seems very, very different than the perception of his former Patriots teammates.
And I always am hesitant to listen to anybody talking about another person's injuries and saying whether or not they should have been able to play through it or not, even a pro football player. And Julian Edelman talking about having a grade 3 shoulder separation. It was hanging on by a limb, and he still went out there. His pain threshold is different than Jacoby Brissett's. It's different than Jimmy Garoppolo's. You don't know what each individual can withstand. You don't know how pain medicine will react with that individual's pain. So I'm always hesitant to especially drop a B word on somebody. Now, that's their teammate, and if that's how people felt in that locker room, then that's how they felt, and they're right to feel that way. That's their teammate. So it doesn't change my opinion of what I saw, like you were pointing out, last year with the thumb, and it had to relatch, with the shoulder, which turned out needed off-season surgery. I don't know if that pain was worse, the same, or not as bad as what he went through as a Patriot. All I know is that the guy went out there and played through, it seems, injury,
a lot,
and played well, and you made it one game away from the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and his time back at the Patriots, remember, very young player at that time.
Right.
And it sounded like, even from what they were saying, his agent was in his ear. You're right. You got to be careful about that stuff. It's what led to Kawhi Leonard's departure from San Antonio, for example. Like somebody saying, hey, I had that injury once, and I played, and now you're not playing, so, you know, you're this and you're that. It led to Kawhi wanting to leave the San Antonio Spurs. And how'd that go for him? So, yeah, you always got to be really, really careful on that. In fact, you might suggest to Julian Edelman and Martellus Bennett that they pick their battles, because that's just, you know, keep my man's name out your mouth, okay? Let's go! No more golden sombreros. I leave town one time, and all you guys do is start throwing red X's up. I feel very good that I only had one of the 8 consecutive red X's.
We went back-to-back sombreros.
I mean, what are we doing?
Joey Bart.
That crap ends tonight, and it starts with the great hot take, Jake. Kyle Madsen steps to the podium for selection number 1.
Do not lump me in with this group. I have been firing red X's for the last 2 weeks.
Right, yeah.
I didn't jump on this red X bandwagon with you.
He's an OG.
Good for you,
not new
Kyle.
To this. I'm true to this,
good
Mark.
Good for you. Good nice. For you. You're about that life.
I am.
Okay, go ahead, man. Keep it up.
The A's are in the Bronx tonight.
Yep.
That's probably not going to go well.
Probably not.
I'm not going with the obvious, though. I'm going with the over 8.5 runs. The Yankees might do that by themselves, but I'm going over 8.5 runs, Yankees.
We are all so predictable. That was that was my backup pick.
That was my third stringer.
You did what I thought you were going to do, but you didn't do it, so I'm going to do it. Yankees run line done. Yankees run line done.
God.
Yankees run line done. done.
That was my first pick.
Of course it was. It was everybody's.
My third pick was the was the over 8.5. But I'm going to go with my second pick, which happens to also be from that same game. Aaron Judge. Good little hitter.
He's good.
I'm going over 1.5 total bases for Aaron Judge.
-136. On that? Is it really? Seems like a no. I mean, he's definitely going to hit at least one homer, right?
It's a double.
All he needs is a double?
Double.
See, I think I'm taking the over 4.5 bases there.
Right.
Yeah, seriously.
I'm not falling for this Paul Blackburn disrespect on this show, by the
That's
way.
That's disrespectful.
It's very disrespectful. So I'm going over Dodgers-Rockies 11.5 in Colorado.
That's a good idea.
Oh, my gosh. Is it really 11.5? Gosh, Coors Field is. Why do we
it's
play there?
It's going to hit by the fifth.
It's so stupid. It's so stupid.
You got to check the weather factors. Maybe it's going to be a cold day in Denver in June.
The Dodgers, the Dodgers are good for a 9 spot tonight, at least. If the Rockies can't, CJ Cron will put up a...
Cron.
Right?
Great.
CJ Cron. This was a fun game I played yesterday on the show yesterday.
What show is that, Mark?
It was a national show on Fox. But anyway, CJ Cron's name came up. Which was an upset. Like, I didn't think that was going to come up. But I was doing the show with a guy by the name of Kelvin Washington, and we were talking about stars in Major League Baseball. And what's the anatomy of a star? Because everyone here with the Giants is like, stars, give me stars. Bryce Harper, how come the Dodgers have stars? And I'm like, okay, how many stars are there actually in baseball? And what's the anatomy of it? So what I do is I pull up OPS, which is the stat that everybody loves right now. Right? OPS.
On base plus slugging.
The top 30 OPS. And I go, Kelvin, I'm going to select 10 names off this list. The current top 30 in OPS.
Of qualifying batters.
Correct. And I'm going to ask you, I'm going to throw out the name. You tell me what team he plays for. In other words, the game was, have you even heard of these people?
Oh, boy.
I threw 10 names at him. Do you know how many he got right?
Three.
One. One right. And the one he got right was the bunny, because I gave him Jeff McNeil, who plays for the New York Mets. It was kind of crazy, though. He did not get
For the Jets.
He did not get CJ Cron. CJ Cron is on the list. He's like, he plays for the
Angels,
Tigers,
right?
Right?
Is he still in the Angels?
He plays for the Rockies. Listen to some of these names. Do you know who Alejandro Kirk is?
He's a jockey, actually. Yeah. He's riding at the Alameda County
Fair
this
weekend.
Catcher
for the Blue Jays.
He's
one of the best in the league, Mark.
He's easily the best catcher in the league. Do you play fantasy baseball?
He's a first-round pick.
Do you play
Certainly do.
If you play fantasy baseball, you are out of this game. You do not get to play this game if you play fantasy baseball. But Luis Arias, who's he play for?
You got to Google it.
Ty France.
Never heard of him.
Who's he play
That's
for?
That's a Mariner.
Okay. How about...
That's a damn Mariner.
Which means Farhan will trade for him tomorrow. Yeah. Brandon Drury.
Oh, he's on Arizona.
No, he's a Cincinnati Red. He was just here this
week.
He used
to play for Arizona.
Andrew Vaughn. Yeah, you guys can jump in. Stand
nah,
and go
no, they
here.
Can't.
Andrew Vaughn. Who does he play for?
That's Lindsey's brother.
Greg Vaughn's brother.
Yeah,
Ricky, he's a Padre
Ricky
also.
Vaughn's brother.
I think he's an Oakland A now, isn't he?
Andrew Vaughn will be here this weekend as a member of the Chicago White Sox.
He's a competitor.
How about if we go to, let's go to Andrés Giménez. Who does he play for? Number 19 in the league this year.
Texas.
OPS. He's on Kansas City. He always has been.
Yep, that's a member of the Cleveland Guardians.
Damn it.
Love it. Who are the Guardians?
Totally.
Yeah, exactly.
Not bad.
Let me see. What were some of the other ones? Okay, I think we got through all the ones that people don't know.
Right. Yeah.
So why were you guys talking about Freeman McNeil?
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, Jets.
Shout out the Jets.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Wesley Walker.
You know, always one of my favorites.
Altoon.
Richard Todd.
Altoon. You got to be careful about people named Richard Todd.
What I about the Klecko?
I don't trust people.
Who was it? Klecko? Gastineau and Klecko. Yeah.
I don't trust people with two first names.
Okay.
So Richard Todd.
Wait a minute.
You got to be careful.
What? That's you.
Mark Willard.
Willard is not a first name.
Willard Scott's on the phone.
No. You can
Willard Scott on the phone. Yeah.
If two people have the name, that doesn't count.
Yeah.
I'm talking about your
What about that rat?
Somebody somewhere is named Steinmetz. Named their kid Steinmetz.
Wasn't there a Ben and Willard, two rats?
No.
A rat moose?
Willard the rat. Yeah. Ben and Willard? There's no Ben. Willard. Who's Ben? You just mixed ice cream with rats. There's no Ben and Willard. That's Ben and Jerry's.
What am I thinking of?
And then there's Willard the Rat.
What am I thinking of?
You're thinking of Willard the Rat.
Back in the day when we were kids or some movie.
Tom and Jerry.
No. Wasn't a cartoon.
Cat?
What?
All right.
I guarantee you something will come over the text line. They'll know what I'm talking about.
Are you thinking of Pinky in the Brain?
No. Look at Kyle.
Must be time for the changeover, which is brought to you by Oakland PD Recruitment. Be the change you want to see. And friendly reminder, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey station. Hello, boys.
What's up, Will?
What's cooking, other than us?
Do you really want to know?
Yes.
Yeah,
yeah,
I
you
mean,
don't look like your normal self.
No,
what's up?
Before he gets to it, you know, just everyone listening out there, spare the text messages and all your derisive comments. This is a man in some turmoil. This is a man in pain. So before you want to, you know, make fun or make light of it, just hear him out and let your heart go out to the goo today on this day of days.
We got paid Friday, right, Will? Saturday, my son, I asked him what he wanted
Saturday,
for graduation.
It's already gone.
Yeah. He said an Apple Watch, right?
Okay.
I said, no problem. I was going to give you some cash. He didn't know I was going to get it. We got the party. I sent the invite to all you guys. I'm sorry I did that.
By the way, but, I need to talk to you about
that. I got you. You ain't
ahead.
The only one.
Yeah.
So, Willard, my wife has been on me, on my neck about miscellaneous charges on a credit card. So, you're doing this. You don't need to. All right, okay. It finally sunk in. So, Saturday, I get up, cut the grass, feeling good. Son needs to go to work. I stop at B of A. I get some money, cash, for that purchase, and then also some other stuff I needed to do. So we're talking about a rack in my wallet of 100 big faces.
Yeah. $1,000.
Who does that? You know, but I did it. Drop my son off at work right in the same vicinity as the 24-hour fitness. I'm wearing shorts, Willard. I knew to go be Mike Brady, a man, and go get the purchase and do what you need to do with the other monies, and then you go on with your day. But there was 24-hour fitness. My buddy hits me. He's there. And I go, you know what? This is God talking. Lose those LBSs. Mm. I go in there, take my wallet with me because I don't trust the car, Steiny. They're breaking in left and right.
I know where this is going.
So I get out the gym, and it was a horrible pickup game. This is the worst part of it. So now I'm getting called by the wife. What's taking you so long? Your daughter needs to go to work. She's at Baskin-Robbins, blah, 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 blah. So now I'm rushing, right? And I still got to go to the mall, but nobody knows this but me, myself, and I. So I get, and I'm tired. I get in the car, Willard, drive off in the lack, get to, like, the first light, and I said, oh, Lord, it ain't on me. And, oh, I did the Batmobile, went back with, I think I really cried, went back, went in the gym, the parking lot, it's a wrap, sign or gone, and I drove up there three times that day. I'm like 5 miles from my house just to look around like I was deer hunting. Did anybody turn in a, please, Joker, you know how hard it is out here? Man. And what idiot has that amount of money in a wallet? So me and Dibs do the show, BetQL, 9-1 every Sunday. He calls and checks me. We do the little show. You good? So I'm about to get off. He goes, all right, I'll see. Hey, Dibs, can I tell you something? And he consoled me. Oh. My boy Steiny consoled me. And that, Will, I thought, I'm hurting. I'm bleeding. But it's just money.
Yeah.
Other people are going through real things.
Yes.
This can be replaced. But I can't shake it.
I know.
It hurts.
And hey, I'm still bugged about something that happened 20 years ago when I tried to tip a bartender two singles and it happened to be 200s. And I just took the
you
long.
You forgot about
it. I'm still mad about it. Although the cool thing there was I made someone's day. I made someone's day. But wait, so the whole wallet? So you got to go to the DMV.
Yeah.
You got to do it. See, that's the other. Like, it's just money is one of those phrases people use. When stuff's gone the wrong damn way.
And it's your money that was lost. It's just money.
So I want to ask you three.
Dang it.
For this to happen, this is who I am, Steiny. Have I been the best partner to you? Is there something I'm not doing to you? Okay. Like, I'm asking people that because I believe karma's real. Like, that was a message. And I'm like, you know where?
Well, wait a minute.
I
gotta
add this.
You got here in the first place.
I gotta add this.
You thought it was a message to go into the gym.
Look, ask me what I did before I dropped him off at the job.
What'd you do before?
Went to the Salvation Army right by the house and donated a bunch of gear.
Oh.
Not for a pat on the back, but, you know, I'm thinking, that's what I did. So I'm thinking.
You're trying to be good in every direction.
Somewhere I'm slacking.
Man.
We can use the 3 hours coming up. Warriors are done. Now back to Wiggins.
I feel better, right?
You just reminded me. How about this? Your day started out badly yesterday, so today.
Sorry, guys. Yeah.
I'm sorry for you.
Yeah.
Oh.
So I'm get up this morning, get dressed, walk downstairs. My shoes are downstairs. I'm in my bare feet. I go into the TV room, and I step in.
No.
No.
Dog.
Oh.
Not
right.
Michael and Rosie.
Right?
My bare feet. Right.
Bare feet.
Diarrhea.
Oh, man.
Turns out, sometimes she strays, sometimes, not a lot. But when she ever does it in the house, it's because she hasn't been let out enough. But also, there's a rug in the front room that it's like clockwork, same place every time. They took the rug out.
She didn't know what
to do.
Because
it was dirty. Oh. So she just must have been.
So she went in the little TV room there with the shaggier carpet?
That's correct, yes.
Oh, man.
Did you go full shower or just wash it off?
I washed it off because I had already showered.
That's a bad beat.
TMI.
I mean, I want to end this early because I just want to get away from
sorry,
the two of you.
Will Ryan.
No, I mean, the two of you are running cold. We thought we were bad with four red X's.
Doodle green.
You guys coming in
green and he's stepping in.
Handing $1,000 over to people you never met and stepping in crap right out the gate.
And historically, he and the beloved Rosie are probably not the closest.
Yeah, we're tight.
Yeah, she can. She has always been a 48-minute, 94 feet kind of dog. She'll guard you end-to-end, this
dog. Yeah, she's like, she could have played for Nolan Richardson
in
Arkansas. No doubt.
40 minutes of canine hell.
Can I lighten the load a little bit?
We need it.
I was going to say light the mood, but I chose load.
I'm going to give him a four.
Am I right, Steven?
That's great.
Right, yeah. I got to ask you about this invitation that just got sent
out.
Okay. Because first of all, I always get scared. This is the new Evite thing. You now get a text, and I'm terrified of clicking on links that are in text messages.
Hey, your PayPal's been violated.
Right, exactly. Like, I had to change my entire bank account one time because I accidentally clicked on one of these links. Oh, yeah, Wells Fargo, blah, blah, blah. And you're like, oh, sure, click. And then you call them. They're like, you need to change your account right now. Somebody is attacking all of your money. So now Evite. And I recognize your name. Okay. It's great. Okay, Daryl Johnson is inviting you to Daryl's celebration, which is great. But the first thing I'm going to do is be like, is this real? So can I click on the link?
It's real.
So that's number one. But number two, is it you or your wife that thinks I'm Mark Ibanez? Because he's retired.
Oh,
he's retired.
She's not. Is in
and so, Mark Ibanez,
you
have been invited to Daryl's celebration.
I wish we could get her on.
And I thought, first of all, honored. He's a legend.
But Fred English wasn't available.
I know he's in Napa.
Michigan.
He's in Napa right now with his feet out. And boy,
I invited our boy.
Speaking of bank accounts, I'd love to switch mine with his.
Both of you were invited. She did it wrong.
Okay.
But E9 on the missing. I can't wait to
He meant to invite Sal Castaneda. Yeah. Sal Bando is going to show up.
And she misspelled Ibanez, too.
Why, so it's not looking like.
I got Mark Ibanez.
Okay. That's me. I said on the
You've been
the
invited.
Contact.
So I'll answer for Mark Ibanez. No, he can't make it. He can't make it. He's got something going on that day. He really wants to come, except for that he doesn't
Tell
want
you
to.
What? Here's the thing.
He invited me. He is fun. Chill ago.
Joe Fonzie going to be there?
Willard's next level here. Because Willard's next
Mia,
level
you
here.
You are in trouble.
Because by him doing that, he actually gave you a soft landing for you didn't invite Willard, did you?
It was for,
So you're telling me that
it was
Mark,
for
Ibanez. Did Mark Ibanez get. Hey, Mark Willard.
Okay,
you're invited to Daryl's celebration.
This is how
we what's your problem? What's your problem with Willard?
This is great, Mark. The wife knows who you are because I shared your contact. So she gets too cool for school. So something she did on her end, because I sent her your contact to get you the text, why would Ibanez come up?
Man.
So she got too cute.
He's
but I did send one
name.
To him.
Yeah. Bigger name.
Yeah.
He's been doing it for
I'm
a
getting
long
a lot
time
of nose,
in this town.
Though. We're getting the Johnsons getting a lot of nose, and I get it. And I felt compelled, like, you don't want to be that guy at work. Oh, there he goes. He invited me. How do
no,
I
no.
tell
well,
no.
I'd like to
I've
come.
Been there.
I'd like to come. I just don't want to answer for Mark Ibanez. I can't. I got to talk to him and ask his schedule first.
What's your problem with Will? That's pretty good.
It just happens to be scheduled the weekend of our. It's a major. Yeah, it's a major championship.
No doubt.
And Steiny quietly is one of the favorites.
We'll get you straightened up, Will.
We get it all worked out.
Dibs is talking about my golf game.
Yeah. 86.
Where if he doesn't win the title pretty soon, there's going to be some whispers about him being one of the best players
to never win a major. Yeah. You got to be careful about that label.
I was a flash in the pan. I'm like Dirk Nowitzki in 2011. I got my chip.
You're like Danny Willett.
Yeah.
Darren Clark.
My game is over.
No, Darren was pretty good.
More of like a Danny Willett.
Yeah, Danny Willett.
Or Charles Schwartzel. Kind of character.
I think it's Charles, isn't it?
Whatever it is, I got one. Yeah. Steiny is more on like that Sergio Garcia track of like, man, this guy still hasn't
won
one.
Give me Ricky. Just call me
often,
Ricky.
No, I've often said you're the Lee Westwood of 95.
Let me be Ricky.
Yeah.
How about Ricky Fowler? Wow. That's the guy I'd want to be. Kuchar. Cooch.
Yeah.
He's never won a major.
Not bad. Not bad.
Somebody
just
like
tip
that.
Your caddy if you win, all right?
Yeah, exactly.
What happened at Third and King yesterday? Because I watched the game in its entirety after the Pirates lost to the Braves.
Man, they ruined that parlay after the Yankees.
That was embarrassing.
I agree.
All right. I appreciate you guys this morning. Good. You guys all were legit. I didn't like yesterday.
No,
at all.
It's uncomfortable. It's uncomfortable. First of all, Anthony DeSclafani.
What's wrong?
Well, and it's you're not talking about. I mean, they just re-signed him to a 3-year deal, and so that is incredibly uncomfortable. Man. I don't know how you keep trotting him out there right now. Their defense. Is absolutely like that was another example. They're one of the metrics now, one of the worst defensive teams in baseball. And for me, like as a fan or even trying to put myself in the position of a pitcher on this team, look, you can get through anything. Every season's a journey.
All right.
We're going to have disagreements. People can get slapped in left field because of fantasy football all you want. But if you can't catch the ball, if you can't throw the ball, right? There's that Bull Durham scene.
The first base
baseball
cover.
Is a simple game, okay?
Right.
You throw the ball, you catch the ball, right? And you know where you're supposed to be. And this team has these fits where they just look like they're playing Little League. And it's very, very uncomfortable. All the other stuff, they got to work it out. Whether it's, get a flashier player, start
but
charging less for
chicken
strips. But
107 has fed me to where, in their 6-over, Dibs, you pointed that out. That 107 has fed me to where I'm not throwing eggs at everybody yet.
Right.
And that's Farhan, that's Kapler. But when you watch the Giants on a daily basis and these blown saves and their lack of offense, what looks to be lack of offense, I'm like, man, that I won't call last year a fluke, but I feel like that street sign, it ain't too far off if they don't get their stuff together.
You can't be shaky in all three phases.
Okay.
And you've always had the defense to rely on, and the pitching has pretty much always been solid. Even when the hitting was not great, you felt like you could win a 3-2 game. Right now, they're giving away free outs. It doesn't feel like they can win any kind of game.
Wow.
All right, guys. They're a half a game out of the last playoff spot.
Yeah, no, they're fine. Right.
And they're playing, theoretically, probably their worst baseball since Kapler's 8-16 start.
Yep.
And they're still right there.
No, they're fine. The view from 10,000 feet is
totally fine.
You're going to be losing 2 out of 3 of the Reds and getting blown off.
Listen,
the field.
I know you're going to laugh. Mally's a good pitcher.
Who?
The guy the Reds threw.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
Some people say Mally, some people say Mally.
You got him on your fantasy team?
Yeah,
I do.
Yeah, there you go.
He's a tough luck pitcher, obviously, in Cincinnati, but he's got.
Oh, that's fine. They're all major league teams. They're major league teams. But I don't think he had anything to do with the Reds scoring 10 runs yesterday.
No. I'm just saying. Sometimes you run into a.
Judging fly balls.
Sometimes you run into a hot pitcher.
Yeah.
Kelly on Bad News Bears.
Yeah. But no, they're fine. They're fine.
We're probably going to talk about one of the things you guys were talking about, just the attendance. And I read Baggerly's story today in The Athletic. It's not registering 3 years ago they were at 33 and now they're at
30. Down every year, year over year.
The world's changed, though, guys.
Lowest average attendance since Freecom Park in 1999.
And 3 years ago, they weren't coming off 107 wins. They were losing baseball team at that time. So where, you know what I mean?
Lowest attendance of the new ballpark, essentially.
Correct.
Yes.
Counting the two pandemic years.
And coming off a buck 07 and coming out of a pandemic. So you have to answer the question, not just, it's dropped that much. Why isn't it going up? In theory, it should go up. And I'm sort of with you, though. I don't think this is a baseball issue. I think this is all the other stuff issue.
Like what?
I think the cost is completely.
Gas.
I think cost. I think ease. of just getting there. I think that the concession situation has completely gone off of the rails.
I haven't been there since pre-pandemic.
It's so off the rails. Like, and so
what happens?
More expensive, smaller portions, longer waits.
Fewer people waiting.
I mean, you know, if anyone still wants to, they're still coming out of the pandemic. Look, the Warriors building is full and more expensive. So we got plenty of people with resource, but if it's going to feel like a splurge, then there better be like a Steph Curry waiting for me, right? If you splurge on a Warrior game, it feels like an experience. You go to a Giants game.
That's real.
And I love going to Giants games. I'm taking the boys tomorrow night. But if I'm going to go to a Giants game, you got to feel like, well, I can't just do this again tomorrow, right? Like there's so many of them. It has to feel like a special experience if you're going to throw, you know, Guru Fitness Center kind of money around,
man,
in order to get
that
in.
Hurt.
I'm sorry. I thought about it.
I shared it with you guys. I need a doctor. Somebody to talk to.
And I did it.
Mark could have shared his own tales of woe, which involved a vomiting 8-year-old, but
I heard that.
He's a great dad. I follow him on IG.
I take the vomiting 8-year-old over leaving 1,000 at the gym.
For sure.
Hey, I've had my wallet robbed at the gym, though.
Well, that's different when they take it.
No,
when you give it to them.
I left mine at Belly Deli in San Rafael and went back 5 minutes later. Oh, we didn't find a wallet. You liars.
And why was I mad at people for not returning it? Like, if I was in Orange County, would they have said, hey, your wallet's here. Here's all the money. I did that, Steiny.
If I was a bad person and I found that, because I'd have returned it. Like, I'm not going to, you know.
Honestly.
Now, but even if you were going to take the cash and turn the wallet in.
Maybe it's coming in the mail.
Don't make somebody go to the DMV. What the hell are you going
to
do with
my car key to get in here?
What are you going
to
do with Guru's license? Yeah. What the hell is that worth to anybody?
Now they got my address. I don't like it.
I mean, unless they look like you and they're only 19 and they're trying to buy beer or something.
Oh, man.
What are you going to do with Guru's wallet? What are they going to do?
Yeah, get some lottery tickets.
Last thing about attendance, nobody cares because I know it's all about the Giants, and they don't need me to defend them. I'm watching all baseball all night till I fall asleep. There's nobody anywhere except Dodger Stadium, Yankee Stadium that has those names that you talk about. I'll throw the Cardinals in there.
Cardinals.
But I'm looking like even Padre games. Where are the people at?
Well, Padre games are the best they've ever been. Still may not be good enough, but yeah, if this is a baseball issue, it's a baseball issue, not a Giants baseball issue.
Right.
That I agree with. All right, sounds like you guys, this is going to be like 3 hours of therapy. A tough day.
Oh, I'm fine.
Yeah. Okay. And I don't want to be it's me guy.
Yeah.
I'm good at it.
All right. All right. Well, I got to go text Mark Ibanez, so Stein and Gurnett.
That bothered me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.